WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
This morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero, looks like we got a decent week to start.
That's right, to start. Although, as you mentioned, the long-range forecast does have some big heat and humidity building in by the end of the week. That'll start around Thursday, Friday, possibly lasting through the 4th of July next week with widespread 90s at least on the way. Today, though, looking fantastic, mostly in the upper 60s this morning, and we'll top out around 80 to 85 degrees. Mostly sunny skies, just a few extra clouds this afternoon, low humidity, low pollen levels, low risk for rip currents, really looking good. The beaches will be a few degrees cooler, probably 70s today. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight, lows around 60. Tomorrow looks good as well, partly sunny, upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, breezy and noticeably more humid with highs around 80. Our next rain chance will come along at some point Wednesday into early Thursday. Right now, Barnegat Light 69, Newark 69, Middlesex 66.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. It's a case of mistaken identity that has caused a South Jersey restaurant a lot of grief. By now, you may have heard White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to leave a Red Hen restaurant in Virginia. There is also a Red Hen in our state, and they've been inundated with phone calls and bad reviews. And Patrick Labrie joins us live to explain more. Patrick.
And welcome back, Eric. Many who've called, says managing partner Elizabeth Pope of the unaffiliated Swedesboro location, haven't even asked if it's the Virginia Red Hen before launching into their diatribes. She says a handful of callers have been supportive, but most have not.
Threatening us, threatening the restaurant, the staff, you know, watch your backs, we'll wait for you, like we're going to burn your restaurant down. How dare you?
Pope says she doesn't want to instill fear, but has been walking staff to their cars at the end of the night. She calls the employees in Swedesboro a rainbow family who are diverse and embrace diversity. And if Sarah Huckabee Sanders were to come there, she'd be welcome. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Expanded coverage at NJ1015.com, and you can get all of our content that you're hearing on air, online, and on our free mobile app this morning. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out in the 60s and some low 70s today. And we're going to have just a beautiful, mostly sunny day today. Some extra clouds may build into the south this afternoon, but high temperatures are still going to be about 80 to 85, a little cooler down the shore. Another nice day for tomorrow, but then by the time we reach midweek, the humidity will build, and we do have the chance for some rain and some oppressive heat as we close out the week. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also ahead, a measles alert in New Jersey. A lot of people may have been exposed. We'll tell you where in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's computer weather. Temperatures starting out of the 60s and 70s on our way to the 80s today. A beautiful, mostly sunny day. And we are going to have a nice day again tomorrow, but it's midweek is when we start to have some question marks about some rain. Dan will have more on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. There is a measles alert in New Jersey this morning. It's expanded to 2 counties. This is in Burlington and Camden counties after a person who had traveled internationally may have exposed people at several locations, including Camden, Mount Laurel, Moorestown, and Marlton. Symptoms include high fever, cough, and a developing rash. People exposed could develop symptoms as late as July 11th. We've got a full list of areas where the exposures could have occurred at NJ1015.com and what to do if you develop these symptoms. The Homedale School Superintendent has yet to respond publicly to claims a student in a wheelchair was denied a chance to get on stage to receive her high school diploma. The family of Lily Portman has posted video, which we have for you at NJ1015.com, showing her wheeling up to the stage to raucous cheers and applause from her classmates, but then wheeling away. Lily's family says Superintendent Robert McGarry just stood there and didn't come down to shake Lily's hand. State budget update, no progress to report as Governor Murphy and Democratic leaders speed towards a government shutdown. Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin have so far failed to find agreement on how to fund state government ahead of a June 30th deadline. The legislature has sent the governor a budget, but without the nearly $2 billion in broad tax hikes he is demanding, and he has threatened a veto of their spending plan. Traditional pensions for public workers could again be up for debate this summer as a legislative working group may recommend switching to 401ks. At current rates, a public worker in New Jersey who pays into the pension fund for 30 years would recoup those contributions in about 3.5 to 4 years of retirement checks.
Rex Reed of the AFSCME Public Worker Union says any math measuring benefits against contributions also needs to consider the part of the agreement where things fall short, making sure the state, county, and local governments pay in what's required.
The defined benefit works if everybody does what they're supposed to do. Put their share in.
Assemblyman John DeMeo says reforms could be made if there is political will and that people working in the private sector already live with those changes.
You can't sustain a defined benefit pension plan if you don't have a tremendously growing workforce. You just can't.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As Jersey students begin their summer break, representatives of every school district in the state will head back to class this week for specialized school security training.
Jersey Department of Ed school security boss Ben Castillo says beginning today, the State School Safety Specialist Academy is holding a 4-day training session that will cover topics including emergency drills, internet safety, weapons,
responding to bomb threats, threat assessment, and things like, you know, after-school events, how to best secure those events.
He adds in active shooter scenarios, lockdown and hide is usually the best option, but there may be situations that call for fleeing or facing the threat and fighting back. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. An incredibly kind gesture from a father of four less than a year ago has turned into a record-breaking, life-saving transplant chain in New Jersey. Because of that moment of kindness, more than 20 people in need now have a healthy kidney, each donated by a complete stranger.
It starts with one altruistic donor, in this case, Caldwell resident Brian Glennon.
I kind of reflected on my life and realized one thing I was missing was giving back.
He donated a kidney at St. Barnabas Medical Center that went to a stranger. Then to pay it forward, someone close to the recipient donated as well, and the chain was underway. There are 23 links now since October, the longest living kidney transplant chain in the nation at one hospital. Kristen Renda is one of the recipients.
So many emotions going through because, you know, thank you is never enough to say to someone that does something like that.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The weed business is booming in New Jersey, and it isn't even legal for recreational use yet. Since Governor Murphy expanded what can be treated with cannabis, like anxiety and chronic pain, the state's dispensaries have had a hard time keeping up with demand. New Jersey's first dispensary, run by Curaleaf New Jersey, now plans a huge indoor greenhouse to grow weed. It'll be the size of 2 football fields and sit on a tract of land near 295 and Route 76 in Belmar. You may have noticed there seems to be a lot fewer fireflies around these days in your backyard than there used to be, but an expert says we can reverse the decline of these little flashing bugs.
Expert Ben Pfeiffer of Firefly.org says
there's a variety of reasons why fireflies are disappearing across the United States.
And those reasons include degradation of their habitat, pesticide overuse, even light pollution. Too many bright outdoor lights at night that confuse fireflies as they try to mate.
If you don't have enough food for fireflies in the habitat, then they're not going to stay around very long.
Pfeiffer says improving groundwater and providing fireflies with a leafy habitat can help them. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. We have a nice couple of days of weather, then some question marks by the time we reach midweek, and then Mother Nature could really turn up the heat. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
Love you guys. You're all right.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, on this Monday morning for a look at the week ahead, Dan.
Yeah, what a week it's going to be. A little something for everyone here, starting off beautiful, but if you've been craving some summertime heat and humidity, oh, you are going to love the forecast by the end of the week. We're starting off comfortable today, upper 60s to around 70 degrees across the Garden State. We'll have sunshine this morning, with just a few extra clouds building in this afternoon, especially across South Jersey. Look for highs of about 80 to 85 degrees. The beach is just a few degrees cooler with a light sea breeze today. Humidity will be low. Pollen levels showing up low for tree and grass. Rip current risk is low. Really just a beautiful day. Mostly clear tonight. It's going to be comfortable with lows around 60. Partly sunny tomorrow. Pleasant again. Upper 70s to around 80. A little cooler. Maybe more reminiscent of a springy day tomorrow. Wednesday, humidity returns. It'll be mostly cloudy and breezy with highs around 80. Chance for rain arrives eventually sometime Wednesday into Thursday, but the exact timing still very much up in the air. And then the heat is on. Highs on Thursday, mid to upper 80s, widespread 90s expected for Friday and Saturday and Sunday. The heat may continue all the way until the 4th of July next week. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a South Jersey Red Hen restaurant has been confused with the one in Virginia that kicked the White House press secretary out last week. A measles alert in New Jersey. A large number of people could have been exposed in Burlington and Camden counties. In sports, the Nationals rallied past the Phillies for a win on Sunday Night Baseball. The Yankees have been swept for the first time this year by the Rays. They had to Philly tonight. The Mets lost in extra innings to the Dodgers. Your out-the-door forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey First News Time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Looking good at the beaches today. Just a few degrees cooler than inland. Inland highs 80s, probably 70s at the shore. Ocean temperatures 69 to 72 degrees right now. A low risk for rip currents with waves about 2 feet today. Your UV index will be a 9. That's very high. So make sure you lather up on the sunscreen. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 520.
Dennis and Judy.
Do you hope that anybody likes us as much as we like each other?
Pray.
Like you said, even one person, I'd be okay with it.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
We're on the train to Stupidville.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Monday morning in the Great Garden State, and just a delightful day of weather today. Temperatures starting out of the 60s and 70s on our way to the 80s, a little cooler at the shore, plenty of sunshine ahead, but we do have a change of the weather coming probably around midweek. First some rain, then some oppressive heat, and Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. An estimated 2.5-year rehabilitation project is figuring to play just absolute havoc with the already congested approach to the Lincoln Tunnel. Crews are going to begin this summer shoring up the 80-year-old Route 495 viaduct and replacing the crumbling roadway surface. The project will require one lane in each direction to be closed, and the DOT says you should expect severe congestion and seek other forms of transportation or adjust your travel time to avoid peak periods. More than 150,000 vehicles cross that viaduct every day. Jersey towns have a new resource to help them move forward with plans to build and fix our roads and bridges and sidewalks.
The state has created the New Jersey Transportation Infrastructure Bank to provide low-interest loans for municipal and county transportation projects.
This is going to help projects that are on the cusp of happening, but where the cost is just a little bit too much.
Chris Strum of New Jersey Future says by reducing borrowing rates, towns will be able to save money.
It's a great opportunity to leverage government dollars to lower the cost to taxpayers.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. Most Americans agree drug addicts deserve treatment, not punishment. There's a new poll from Fairleigh Dickinson that shows 86% would even favor an opioid addiction treatment center in their community. Who should pay for that treatment center, though, is up for much debate.
37% thought the pharmaceutical industry should be financially supporting treatment, and the rest kind of divided between private insurers, government, and patients suffering from the addiction.
Dr. Elf Ozender with the FDU School of Pharmacy and Health Sciences says the respondents also disagree on whether opioid addictions are mainly due to behavioral choices or genetic factors. When four of Atlantic City's 12 casinos shut down in 2014 and a fifth followed 2 years later, it seemed to many the city's gambling industry was in an irreversible death spiral. This Thursday, two of those five casinos will reopen. The former Taj Mahal reopens as the Hard Rock. The former Revel reopens as Ocean Resort Casino. And together, they'll restore about 6,000 of the 11,000 casino jobs that were lost in recent years. But there are also those that worry the increased competition will cause the same slide in revenues that led to the initial closings. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 60s and 70s. We're looking for highs today in the 80s, but it could get even hotter than that as we move towards the weekend. We'll have full details on the forecast with Dan on the half hour. That's 4 minutes away at 5:30. Also at 5:30, how a South Jersey restaurant got mixed up with one in Virginia that kicked out the White House press secretary. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:28 on a Monday morning as we update business news this morning. Asian markets fell. Oil prices gave up some of their gains after Chinese regulators freed up extra money for bank lending amid a trade dispute with Washington. Commerce Department today will have some details on new homes that were sold in May. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. And our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.